we're a few minutes ahead, but I'm hoping that our young people would be willing to step up now. I've asked through Emily Gao, look at them. I had asked through Emily Gao to Kennedy if the group of them would come and introduce themselves, their names, where they're from, perhaps the capacity in which they've come to join us here at convention, and then share something as they're comfortable doing from their time together last evening and their thoughts about convention.
My name is Holden Ford from St. Paul's Edenton.
My name is Noah Sanborn from St. Andrew's Moorhead.
My name is Lauren Simmons from Christchurch of New Bern.
My name is Jaden Wright from St. Mary's Kingston.
My name is Maddie Hank from St. Mary's in Kingston.
My name is Ollie Kennedy from Christchurch, New Bern.
My name is Thomas Keeter, St. Paul's, Greenville.
My name is Hazel Kate Keeves from St. Paul's, Greenville.
My name is Mary Milam Shepherd from St. John's, Fayetteville.
My name is Bennett Sanborn. I'm from St. Andrews in Moorhead City.
We are all here using our voices to represent the youth of the Diocese of East Carolina. We are here to share what is important to us and what we believe you should hear.
One of my biggest takeaways from our conversation last night was the conversation that we had about how inclusivity and diversity is such an integral and defining part of who we are as the Episcopal Church. Every Sunday, we talk about walking in love as Christ loved us. And while I think we do a really good job of doing this within our community, so many marginalized groups have been hurt by the church and have been discriminated against in the name of Christianity, and so much so that they've given up on church entirely. So while we do a good job of being inclusive and diverse and loving everyone as Christ loved us, I do think that we need to dedicate more time, energy, and resources to making this known to the outside world and making it super obvious and clear that we are an inclusive, welcoming place where these marginalized communities are safe with us.
Sorry. Okay, so my notes are gone.
Okay, well, I can't find my notes. Apparently, they all shoved. So this is great. I wanted to talk about our youth events that we have and the inclusivity that they bring into our youth community and how they impact all of us and all the youth that we are representing as a whole. So a big part of the youth events that is extremely important to us is we feel like we can be ourselves. And oftentimes out in the real world, you really can't be yourself all the time, and you don't feel comfortable being yourself all the time. And a really special thing about the youth events that are put on by this diocese that we participate in is that everyone is encouraged and really accepted for who they are and encouraged to be who they are and be true to themselves, and nobody's judged. And so I feel like that is an extremely important part for the youth community. And as I personally has brought me closer to the church, made me want to be more involved into the church, participate in more things like this, getting to be a representative, because I've felt that the community that I experienced through these youth events has really like been a safe place for me and a safe place for me.
One of our discussions last night was about the importance of safe church. Safe church is so important to me and so important to us as youth and young people. Safe church protects us in our churches and youth events and it creates healthy boundaries between adult leaders in our churches and youth spaces and us as youth. Safe Church makes sure that adult leaders are responsible. Church should be a safe place, camp should be a safe place, and our youth group should be safe places. The leaders that we go to in our churches and spaces should be safe, responsible, and trustworthy. Thank you for bringing Safe Church into our guides.
Okay, hi. I'm here to talk about how youth events have changed my perspective. My mom works in the youth ministry and is very involved with the church. Taking a video of me right now. So that means I'm always at church. I would go to every event that I was able to, spend a whole month at camp, etc. Now, when we moved to Kinston, I did not want to go to events. I was extremely nervous. But then I went to New Beginnings at Camp Trinity, and it changed my whole perspective. I started going to every youth event possible, joined East Carolina Youth Council, and eventually went to the Prophets 4 gathering. And that changed my perspective yet again. It made me realize that I'm part of a much bigger community than just the people I go to church with on Sundays. What we do in our smaller communities has a worldwide impact. Youth events are really important to me now, and I don't know what I'd do with most of my time if I didn't have them. I've made new friends, made new memories, and I have a new perspective.
Hey, y'all. So today I'm going to talk about something that is important to our Episcopal Church family, and it's the generational gap. I feel like it's having a different puzzle pieces that when put together create something beautiful or create a beautiful picture of our shared faith. Something about this gap, though, can sometimes present challenges for cause resentment between generations. Our older friends bring stories from the past, like treasures that have been passed down through time. They teach us important lessons and show us the roots of our beliefs, like strong roots of a fig tree. On the other hand, the younger side, the youth, they bring new ideas and energy. They see the world with curious eyes and want to make our church part of today's exciting adventures. But sometimes my peers and I can feel disconnected from the folks of the older generation. Our lives are very different than theirs were, and that is forever changing. It's not that we don't want to be connected, but I feel like this is a puzzle. I feel like that we can and that we will mesh together, but it will take some cooperation from both sides and an understanding that no one is perfect, but that we can be accepting of one another. Thank you.
As a youth who was condemned for their Episcopal beliefs while attending a Southern Baptist school, I have firsthand experience with the importance of the inclusion and acceptance of Episcopal Church. I was told that I misread the Bible and that my religion was not real, causing me to question my faith. I chose to turn to the Episcopal Church during this time. The Episcopal community reestablished my faith, reminding me a place to call home. It is essential that we continue to promote this message of the Episcopal Church to every community, including the youth. As many youth are hurt by the church from prior experiences, we must welcome them with open arms and promote our message. As Episcopalians, we fight for those on the margins. We stand up for the minorities, and I am proud to be an Episcopalian because of that, and I know each and every one of you are too. We as Episcopalians must open our eyes and hearts to those who may be in need. We must welcome them just as each one of us would welcome the first time we stepped into an Episcopal church. Remember the reason that you have chosen to be Episcopalian and continue to spread the message to love of each and every person you meet. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us, for putting up with us, and for sharing with us the messages that you brought this morning. Thank you.